The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. No one, after lighting a lamp, hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed, nor is anything secret that will not become known and come to light. Then pay attention to how you listen, for to those who have, more will be given, and from those who do not have, even what they seem to have will be taken away. This is the word of God. In chapter 8 of Luke, Jesus has been traveling through cities and villages, teaching and telling stories. He has just told the parable of the sower and the seed. The disciples ask him to explain it, as the meaning seems a mystery to them. Jesus explains, and then suggests that they pay attention to how they listen. The meaning of the parables are not hidden or a secret, because the way they listen will shed light on these stories. It's simply in the act of listening. Even today, we wonder what these stories mean. What do they have to do with us? Parables usually take a familiar activity of life and it's turned upside down. The listeners find that their beliefs, values, or thinking are challenged, or that they become distracted, and listening becomes narrow, rigid, and filled with fear. But if we look to Jesus, we notice that he listens from a place of abundance, with an open heart full of love, compassion, kindness, and acceptance. As we listen from this place, the kingdom of God unfolds. God and the kingdom are actually forever available to us. We're just not always aware of this, like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. If you remember, Dorothy ends up in the Land of Oz, and all she wants is to get back home to Auntie Em. She begins a journey to find the wizard, who the Munchkins say can help her. Along the way, she makes friends, fights off evil monkeys, and kills the Wicked Witch of the West, only to find out that all along, she had the ability to go home at any time. Glinda, the Good Witch of the North, reveals that all she had to do was click her heels 3 times and repeat, "There's no place like home." I believe we have this same ability. At any time, we can bring awareness to our listening. We click our heels and hold our hearts open with intention. Listening then becomes a holy place. Instead of standing back from life, we enter into the other person's world. Instead of listening to protect our self-interest, we listen to expand our world. We listen with curiosity. Imagine what might occur if we bring this intentional listening to our families, workplace, schools, communities, and churches. Endless possibilities are available. New and different understandings and relationships filled with generosity can be created. Ah, God's world. It's not such a mystery anymore. Jesus, like Glinda, reveals how we get home. We're at home when we're listening from that place of abundance, connected to the eternal source of life and light. The God present in us connects with the God present in others. The world is illuminated, and God's world becomes familiar. And now we understand.